Good morning, brethren. Today I want to take a look at three characteristics that each of us can work on or examine in our lives that will help us to better understand God's Word. Three examples of characteristics that we can work on or examine in our lives to help us to better understand God's Word. If I could have you open up your Bibles and turn to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 2. We're going to start in verse 3. Proverbs 2 says, "Yes, if you cry out or discern," I'm going to separate all three with titles. The first one is, we have to have a great desire for it. We have to have a great desire for it, for God's Word, for the understanding of God's Word. In Proverbs 2 and verse 3 it says, "Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as a hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." And I read this, a couple of things popped into my head. I thought what I would do is just pick those scriptures apart and find some key words and go through the Strong's Concordance and the Strong's Dictionary and see how they prove themselves. You know, I heard the word treasure in there. Right, immediately in my mind popped the parable about the valuable pearl. And also, for some reason, I thought about Disney and all the classic Disney movies where, you know, you would be put on this treasure hunt and, you know, had you have walked 50 paces this way and 30 paces this way, and then, you know, when you finally got to the end of that map, there's a big X on the ground, you know, X marks the spot, and then you have to, you know, dig and pull out the pick and shovel and really put some effort into getting down and digging that treasure up. Now, in those scriptures, the word seek, or if you have the old King James, the word seekest, it comes from the Hebrew bakash. And what that word means, it means to have great desire. Bakash, B-A-W-K-A-S-H. It means to have great desire. In verse 4, the word treasure, it also from the Hebrew, comes from the word matmon, M-A-T-M-O-N. And it means secreted value or hidden value. And in verse 5, when the word understands being used, it comes from the word bene, B-E-N-E. And that word means one that discerns or a wisely man. The second characteristic that I want to take a look at to help us to better ourselves, better our understanding, and examine ourselves and how we feel is the word patience. The second characteristic is patience. And we just need to turn a few pages to the book of Psalms. Psalms 25. And we'll start in verse 3 in Psalms 25 also. It says, "Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause." And if this is a psalm of David, David says, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation, and on you I wait all the day." You know, David sees the incredible value in the lessons that God has taught him, some more difficult than others. Now, David's really, he's really insightful here. And we know that it takes time, it takes study, it takes prayer, and it takes a great desire. But we also know that it takes patience. God works with each of us at our own rate. In verses 3 and 5, the word wait, it comes from the Hebrew word kavav, K-A-W-V-A-W. And that word literally means patiently. Kavav means patiently. In verse 5, where God inspires him to use the word teach, it comes from the Hebrew word lamad, L-A-W-M-A-A-D. And that word means to have diligent study. To have diligent study. The word paths in verse 4 comes from the word arak, and it means well-trodden. That path is well-trodden. It's God's truth. It's the way it's been, it's the way it is, and it's the way it will be. And the word truth comes from the word emeth, E-M-E-T-H. And it means the establishment of what is right. The establishment of what is right. Now my third and my final characteristic to the discernment of God's word is that we have to be humble. We haven't got to go far if you just look a few verses down and remaining in Psalms 25. And we'll start in verse 7 this time. Psalms 25, verse 7. You know, it's really brilliant here how David chooses to make this point. In verse 7 he says, Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me. For your goodness sake, O Lord, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. The fact that David drew us into the point by referring to his sinful youth, and that's really a gift to us, because it makes it easy for us to see and be humbled ourselves by God's calling. With us and being brought out of a world that we all know is wicked. So it was a brilliant choice of words to make this statement. And we know that this world's end is not a pretty one. You know, David makes it clear that humility is a foundational building block in the discernment of God's word. The word way in verse 8 comes from the Hebrew word barek, B-A-H-R-E-K. And that word means journey. Journey. You know, it's a journey that if we have great desire for it, the patience to be taught, and a humble attitude, God will open our minds to the mystery that's in our Bible. And let's remember, X marks the spot.